Stranger to stranger, we're both dressed for danger. Something is generating here, surging and merging, urgent and urging. Soft as a footstep on the stair, dangerous rhythm in the air. Those words from the second single by UK new wave punk band Ultravox, which they released this week 44 years ago as part of their self-titled debut album in 1977, could definitely conjure up images of any of the violent or non-violent protests going on, especially those at the Capitol building in Washington just a week ago. How does that relate to local bands? Well, the band I'm going to play for you first and feature up, Wrong War, a veteran Chicago punk band, takes a lot of the images of the dangerous rhythms of people's feet beating on the sidewalk as they protest one political issue or another in this very strange, scary, and troubled time. Wrong War based the lyrics of their debut album, Fixed Against Forever, mostly on the riots and violent protests that took place starting in the summer of 2020 in Detroit and even downtown Chicago, related mostly, of course, to police violence against George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Jacob Blake, just to name a few. The four-piece Chicago punk band was actually first put together by Matt Weeks, president and owner of the indie label Council Records, starting in 1992. They played in the Chicago punk band The Phenoms throughout the mid-90s. This is music that's very topical, without a doubt. It's going to conjure up images right away of any Black Lives Matter or any protest that has taken place in the last 6 months. I played First Shot Misses, the first single and music video from the new record, on the last podcast that may conjure up certain images of a soon-to-be departing president. I'm not going to get too political here or go on a soapbox. We'll let the music do the talking. Listen carefully to the lyrics. You may take one side or the other, but we here at Local Loft will remain neutral on the subject. And along with Wrong War, I'll be presenting to you details of another live cast, this time involving Vicious Attack, one who also does not hold back on spewing verbal venom on any lyric they write. The band first started as a female-fronted act in the mid-2000s, with Cecilia Negron as their singer. Cecilia left to concentrate on an education in college. The newly reformed all-guy lineup of the band has only released one EP, but they have a brand new one, and they're going to reveal much of it, if not all of it, during this live stream on Saturday, January 23rd. I've got details and the link on where you can hear it. And in our rockbacks, a not-so-vicious return to the days of 80s hair metal. In the early 90s, groups like Extreme kept the genre alive, even though grunge was dominating and pretty much pushing and kicking the hair band's asses out of the picture. But the two-piece band Headwall, featuring singer Brent Rauter and guitarist Gary Theakos, made a triumphant, mostly undiscovered return to the genre. And I have, the first time I welcome both of them into the Cat 105.5 studio 11 years ago. That and more is Local Loft episode 156, uses the sheer sonic musical power of local metal, punk, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop around the Chicagoland area and state of Illinois to sonically penetrate through windows and doors all over the world.
There's no doubt that this is America's moment of reckoning.
City. domestic nightmare.
Lights out, lights cut, and I'm calling a new tune.
proof there that all punk rock is not aggressive, violent, and played at breakneck speed. The more melodic side of punk. And when I think of Sex Dream, it harkens me back to the mid-70s and melodic punk bands like Penetration, fronted by Pauline Murray, X-Ray Specs to a certain degree with Polystyrene, and even Blondie, before that whole Heart of Glass disco shit kicked in and they became a disco phenomenon, and were played every half hour on the hour at Studio 54 in New York, in the dance clubs. Sex Dream is actually a project of one Maria Surfenbird. One look at her, and she does have a music video of a song on her own, I Don't Belong to This World, which she released last summer, and I think, what if Stevie Nicks turn punk, because she bears a striking facial resemblance, as Maria does, to Stevie. Doesn't have the raspy voice that has gone through a couple of different vocal cord surgeries, however. It's high-pitched, it's intimate, it's very supple. Sex Dream, the project under Maria from the northwest side of Chicago, released their debut single, Aren't You Happy You're Mine, only a couple of weeks ago in mid-January. So it remains to be seen if they're going to take this thing any further than just a debut single. One thing's for sure, in the metal community around Chicago, Architects of Ruin is going one step further. Make that one more EP further. The band fronted by Luco Colombo was one half of the duo that brings you the famous local metal podcast, The Metal Experience, the other half being his girlfriend, Morgan Danielle, first released Funeral Empire, their debut EP, in 2019. And in the last 2 months, they've already completed a follow-up. It certainly didn't take them long to record Black Ash Existence. No date on its release, but so far, the first single is done and has been posted on Spotify. We bury our own from Architects of Ruin on Local Law.
Right.
Don't forget, practice headbanging safety. Vicious Attack from their two-track single of 2 years ago, Right to Remain Violent. That's off good old school CDR technology. It's still available, it hasn't died, and hopefully someday soon when all this COVID horror dies down, you can go out and get a CD copy of any band's work once you see them. I did hear that when you purchase a physical CD version of any band's work, you're actually helping to put money in their pockets. That streaming and downloading of various digital files does not put the money in the band's hands. I've always believed that principle, and indeed a band should be rewarded for a job well done by picking up a physical copy of their work. So do it, once of course it's safe to do so. It will be entirely safe to check out Vicious Attack during a live stream they have coming up on Saturday, January 23rd. It's a YouTube link on the band's Facebook page, IZTV, who also recently aired live streams from the Chicago punk quartet Shittison and also from Central Disorder with Rob Pito. The link is youtube.com/UC/videos. That's what I just read off here, but you want to go to Vicious Attack's Facebook page to check out the actual details of it all. Saturday, January 23rd, 8 to 11 p.m. They've recently been popping up on Netflix. Well, at least their music has. That wacky yet hard-driving duo, Macabre. Of course, Carnival of Killers, their latest album, just recently got released back in November. But songs the band did back in 1993, including Night Stalker, have been popping up on the Night Stalker series on Netflix. But if listening to all this local music makes you hungry, you want to check out the Macabre Burger. If you go to Kuma's Corner in Schaumburg, I've heard so many different things about the crazy yet very brilliant hamburger creations and concoctions they have on the menu at this place. If I'm not mistaken, that's where Ghost, the revelatory, resurrected progressive national metal band, had a burger named after them and it had actual blood on it or something resembling that. I'm looking at a picture of the Macabre Burger. It's stacked, so bring an appetite. Don't worry about watching your waistline on this, but you'll definitely work off more than just a few pounds when you're head banging severely to a track off their brand new Carnival of Killers album. The burger's a 10-ounce patty with bits of mini corn dogs and jalapeno honey bacon jam amongst its ingredients. While you're drooling all over your computer or your phone or device thinking about that, how about another succulently bloody cut of the brand new Macabre release, Carnival of Killers? Track number 6 is Tea Cakes on Local Loft.
Sure.
like Judas Priest with a much more death metal intense edge. The brother team of Immortum, put together by Jacob and Max Counter of Streamwood, most certainly is one to look out for in the future. They will have to polish up their sound. What they've put out so far is a 6-track demo called the Cabinet Rehearsal Demos, but a nice blend of old school and modern day death metal is going down there. Open Wide is the third of 6 tracks that is featured on their demo recording. They've got a SoundCloud link for it. Go to Max Counter's Facebook page for more details and to hear more. As long as we're in an old school vein for the most part, back 11 years this week when I introduced a 5-man band from New Lenox who truly harkened back to the mid to late 80s period of hair metal. It wasn't all pretty, and it certainly wasn't going to find its way in a top 40 radio, but what Headwall put forth, the band which was fronted by Brent Rauter and featuring accomplished guitarist Gary Theakos, certainly spoke volumes and spoke a lot of flashbacks to maybe more forgotten hair metal bands, everything from Metal Church to Bullet Boys, except, without a doubt, it was rooted in the 80s hair metal scene, and it worked in the modern day and went right up against, head-to-head, the mostly modern metal sound, which was dominated by unclean, grunting, hoarse vocals and a very lightning-fast, punk-like atmosphere. Rocking back to January 21st of 2010, when I first interviewed Brent Rauter and Gary Theakos of Headwall in the Cat 105.5 studio. Cat 105.5 listeners, prepare your ears, prepare your mind, and prepare your teeth. It's time for another hour of aggressive and melodic local music around the Southlands on the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones. It's brought to you in part by Buster's on 5th Avenue in Kankakee, where this Saturday you can check out the Fat Rats Reunion. Head out and reunite with the old Fat Rats gang at Buster's, 496 5th Avenue in Kankakee. Their music is described as high energy, in your face, kick your teeth down your throat rock and roll. Headwall is a 5-man band out of New Lenox. Before I let you know more about that and we hear from singer Brent Rauter, it's not all about taking you back musically during the course of the next hour, but most definitely will evoke a past era. In the music of Headwall and Homegrown Tones, the Cat 105.5. We'll be right back.
when we went out our first bit. Turn around, it's not too late. You don't have to be afraid. Take me back. All I need is one more try. Put that twinkle in your eye. I'll be loving you for life. Take me back to when we went out of the field. Turn around, it's not too late. You don't have to be afraid. Take me back. All I need is one more try. Put that
Take Me Back from Headwall off their debut CD Rockstar Loser on Homegrown Tones, The Cat 105.5. Mike Tomano and Steve Tui will do just that. And you'll recall the days when the mascara and Aquanet were just as important to hair bands as the hard-rocking music they put out. Hairball Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. Wednesdays during Tomano and Tui on The Cat. It's a lot more than just a nostalgia show, folks. And it's happening tonight over at Sam McGuire's Pub in Orland Park. Brent Rauter, the singer of Headwall, is joining us on the line. I noticed from your speaking voice, which you're talking to me now, and your singing voice, there is a big difference. I mean, it's kind of high-pitched, very powerful. Who would you say, amongst your inspirations, was the singer that most inspired you to want to become a singer? I'm thinking here maybe a little bit of Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, maybe a bit of Bret Michaels. Who actually inspired you to get the kind of singing voice that you have?
Probably Bret Michaels and definitely Tesla.
As sure. Far as making songs up in the studio, when you're putting together, when you're writing songs, or when you're recording songs, what is the most important element you think that gets the listener's attention? Is it your singing? Is it the guitar solos? Is it the songwriting that counts the most?
I would say all those. And, you know, one of the biggest things, you got to grab people's ears, have that the hook in the song. So I think it's a mixture of guitar playing, the whole band, and the vocals itself.
There's something I never noticed Poison do, and I never noticed other acts, some of which influenced you, and that's harmonies. It definitely adds kind of a unique flavor to the sound of the record, and I want to play you one that really just caught my attention right away, and I actually played this a couple of months back when I introduced people to your band. Don't Fly Away from Headwall and their debut CD Rockstar Loser on Homegrown Tones at the Cat 105.5.
Thank you. blood.
Don't Fly Away is from the debut CD Rockstar Loser by Headwall on Homegrown Tones, the Cat 105.5, the new Lennox Hard Rock Band. Plenty of gigs around the area. Sam McGuire's tonight in Orland Park, and then also Papa T's in Burbank on February 19th, Tailgaters in Bolingbrook on February 26th. For more details about it, you can check out their MySpace or headwallband.com, which is their website. We have Brent Rauter, the singer of Headwall, on the line with us. Brent, let me just also ask you here, the makeup of your fans in your concerts. I imagine it's not just, you know, maybe young up-and-coming 20-somethings who are familiar with this music and familiar with it being popular once again, but maybe do you find like an older audience coming to see your shows? Maybe those who first witnessed hair band rock when it was big in the 80s, when it was a big hit. What would you say is the makeup of your audience in your shows?
I'd say all ages. We're trying to appeal to everybody that's at the bar, young crowd and the older crowd. So I try to play a selection that everybody likes.
Definitely a song that's much different from what you've been hearing, the kind of hair band like sound. This one kind of evokes a southern roots rock, Molly Hatchet meets Steve Earle kind of sound to it as well. Falling Faster Than the Rain on Homegrown Tones of the Cat 105.5.
Born on the road with a guitar in my hand, traveling day and night with a rock and roll band. My daddy told me that someday I would understand. Something on my mind was an alien fear. Love my empathy, but I stopped at cheer. Guitar roots were all the education I need. I always knew something.
Okay, so Headwall didn't totally dabble in 80s-style hair metal, as that last track, Fallen Faster Than the Rain, we heard in the interview I did with Brent Rauter 11 years ago this week. Headwall fell out of the local music scene faster than anybody could have expected, because a year later, they already had announced their farewell. I had guitarist Gary Theakos also in the studio on his own in April of 2010, and had already surmised that things hadn't been going well for Headwall, and my suspicions were confirmed with the farewell show they did for us, one of their last gigs and one of their last radio interviews in January of 2011. But Brent Rauter certainly keeps the hair metal days of the 80s alive in more ways than one. He is frontman for Poisoned Crew and has been for about the last 7 years. Brent plays the Vince Neil role in the band, but the band isn't totally a Motley Crue tribute or cover band. They touch upon many different bands from the hair metal era of the mid to late 80s. And they have a gig coming up. It is still going on, and there's been no COVID restrictions, postponements, or cancellations about it. Saturday, January 23rd at Basecamp Pub and Eatery in Lisle. To find out more information about this, go to their Facebook page, Poison_ED, Crew, spelled like Motley Crue's last name, Crue. Your music doesn't necessarily have to evoke the music of another era to be recognized. Your own original sound is what we're looking to hear. Get your music to us here at Local Loft. Send me, Tim Lamping, your music in digital form, MP3, WAVE, FLAC, or AAC files, or in physical form, CD, cassette, reel-to-reel tape, vinyl LP, timlamp1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com. If you have a physical product to pass along, to send me an email first, I'll send you a mailing address. You could say that with one listen to Fist to the Sky, their music evoked the hard rock pop metal of 2000 to at least 2010. One group that definitely comes to mind, Avenged Sevenfold. Mickey Murder, the group's lead singer, was definitely inspired by M Shadows in more ways than one. You can hear it in his voice. A little bit of Rise Against I would throw into the mix as well. I wouldn't call them a total copy band, however. Fist of the Sky had a massive following from 2003 until they finally decided to call it quits in the middle of February of 2018. A show I was present at, and I got a chance to interview the band for the last time, at Wire and Berwyn. The first time Fist of the Sky got away with murder, that's Mickey Murder being on the radio, well, I had the chance to interview him. January 24th of 2013, it's Tim Lamping, talk soon. Whether they clearly sing it or loudly scream it, Southland's local musicians, artists, and bands are getting their musical and lyrical messages across to an always growing 105.5 The Cat listening audience Thursday nights at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. The sound is a mixture. It's somewhat old school. Iron Maiden, first of all, when I hear plenty of the guitar lines in many of the songs. When I listen to Another Lesson Learned by Fist of the Sky, I also would think Killers from the first Iron Maiden album. But it's not just old school. It's not always a throwback here, folks. They mix in modern metal elements, especially like a screaming backing vocal that's pretty prevalent throughout many songs. And joining us from Fist of the Sky is their singer, which is Mickey Murder. This is more of a tight and polished production than compared to your first record. What would you say the differences are musically and lyrically from Light the World Up and what you're working on with Another Lesson Learned and Down in the Hell?
We've grown a lot since then. We really tried to get more aggressive in our music. The addition of JD, our drummer, really helped that a lot. And we really wanted to find a guy who was, you know, aggressive, but still wanted to do rock elemented and not just straight screaming. And he does all those backup screams. So it's really awesome. And it kind of worked out perfectly for us. He was on the same page. And so him coming in kind of helped us a lot, kind of find our aggressive but still melodic and able to keep in touch with old school, like you said, and still having the modern elements.
This is Another Lesson Learned from Fist of the Sky. It's on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
motivation no more. You're just no good.
Old school melodic yet very modern, it's Fists of the Sky on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. On the line with us, we've got Mickey Murder, who's the bassist and vocalist of the band. Do you think these songs sound much different live when you perform them on stage?
I would say definitely. We want the fans to get the full production. You know, we don't want just to stand up there and play the song. We want them to feel it too. We want to get them into it, get them jumping, pumping the fist. And it really helps a lot. And my guitar players, my brother Flip and my cousin Hollywood, they work days and nights all the time trying to get their perfect guitar tone. I don't know why they do or what they do, but they're always working on getting their tone. It's different every time I hear it, but it's perfect.
Now, you guys are a major headlining act, but got your start, and over the last couple of years, you've been opening for many big national bands, including 12 Stones and Underride. What do you think you've learned the most about expanding upon your own sound from working or just opening up for these acts?
We opened for Capo. This is at Penny Road Pub in Barrington, and something really cool happened, and what you wouldn't think would be really cool is that some of their power went out, and they had to kind of just jam it out and work out the kinks and do what they had to do to get through it. We went out right in the middle of their set, so they started doing like a drum solo, and then they still had some things going through, and it was the coolest 5-10 minute jam, but it was so perfectly executed, and you didn't miss a beat, you know, you didn't miss, like, hey, where are all these songs? What are they doing? They're just standing up in dead air. It was perfect. They really took care. It was very pro.
Improvisation is like the greatest skill or the greatest quality you've learned, being able to adapt to situations where things don't go 100% right all the time. That's made Fists of the Sky a better band and helped you to expand on your own sound?
To show you, no matter who you are, anything can happen. You know, not everything's going to go as planned, and we're ready for it.
And from their first release, Light the World Up, in 2010, from Fists of the Sky, this is Bad Karma on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
Try to push me to the limit just one more time. I will break you.